This is a longtime teammate, Andrews. What's your reaction when you heard the news that he'd been traded to Chicago?
Yeah, it was tough, especially before the game, finding it out pretty early. So it was tough. It was tough. One of the harder games I've had to deal with, just because of being with the guy for that long. You know, there's a lot of memories, a lot of good things, and sad to see him go.
Did you get the chance to say goodbye to him before he left?
I had a chance to talk to him, but I think I don't know if he's left town yet. But there'll definitely be some conversation.
Where do you feel you guys will miss him the most? Is as much off the ice as on?
I think everything. He's a guy that's great person, great player. But most importantly, he's a great friend, not just to me, but to everyone here. Everyone is very approachable for a guy that's had so much success throughout his career. First year guy can go up to him and you can have a conversation with him, help him out. So he left a lot of good things behind, a lot of good, qualities that we can learn from. And, we just wish him luck.
Are you think it's about the Stuart to be able to come out? I mean, with everything that was going on, and you guys were able to only get the lead, get the win, kind of battle back in that third?
I think, we channeled him in the right direction. We used it as motivation. Over the course of the time I played with him, he didn't miss many games, so he was always in the dressing room. And to have him not there for the meeting and then for the game, it was weird. It was really weird. But the guys did a great job being professionals and getting the job done.
What does that say about your group being able to kind of put that aside during the game in itself to get the six goals you needed? Joel Armia gets a couple here tonight. You guys did a pretty good job on Sagan and Ben.
Yeah, it was a good game from our goaltender out. We like to be a little bit better on our PK, but at the same time, we battled and we got the win. We had big nights from, like you said, Joel and Scheifele's line. So from top to bottom, guys were going. I think not having Laddie around had a lot to do with it. Just like I said, we channeled in the right direction, used it almost as motivation, and got the 2 points.